Here we go. We are recording and it's 10 a.m.
Okay, this is the regular meeting of the May 14th, 2026 Finance Committee. Directors Gear and Merchant are present. Item one, call to order. We've done that. No public is here. No comments from the public. Item three, Cecilia, audit update, which looks really, really nice, by the way.
All right. The first item, audit of the last of the fiscal year 23 and 24. We are starting the audit next week, Monday. And I've already talked to the audit firm. We are starting, so good news there. In the coming weeks, when we're starting the audits, my staff will be working with the team very closely as to any requests that they have. And then they will be working on two things, budget versus actual. That's a required statement for the audit, and also financial statement preparation. So that's the two things that they will be working on. And the audit are expected to be completed in 3 months. And that's depends on the auditor's schedule.
Yeah,
I don't know their
right.
schedule.
So that means we're talking, just for namesake, September 1.
I had August 2026 as mm-hmm. the, you know, if they're working on it continuously
yeah, okay.
and we're providing stuff to them, they won't stop.
Okay, cool.
So, but they might stop because they have vacation schedule in the next few months.
Yeah, okay.
So, and because of that, the preparation of fiscal year 24-25 audit will be starting in between August and July. We will start prepping for it.
Okay.
And then because we have to turn this audit through, we're not generating financial statement for the fiscal year 25-26. We'll issue that in June.
Good. Okay.
Okay. So if you can turn to the table next. So everything is checked now. Can you go down? Except for the budget versus actual. Okay. Now let's turn to the status update. I want to give you guys an update on the two things that were flagged in the last audit. And they were called material weaknesses and significant deficiency. Those are the stuff that are important because the bond, if we are going to take our financial statement to any funder, they're going to look at that.
Right.
Because if they think that we don't have an accounting system to keep track of the funding, they won't give it to us.
But so we in the audit, will they also list, in addition to the material weaknesses, do they show what we've done to fix that problem?
And that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I know what this says. I'm just wondering, will people be reading that when they're reading the audit?
Yes.
Okay.
So, in for example, the first box, districts respond, and at the end, I will respond as to what are the plans in this coming audit, two audits. What are we going to do to fix that?
Right.
So the first one is timely record keeping. Of course, we flung that. This will continue to show in our audit. And remember, the findings started in 2022. Let's move forward. The year-end closing, the second box, the year-end closing procedure. So you can see that the findings started in 2020. And it keeps going, right? And we don't have that, and because we are late in this audit, this will continue to stay on. Next page, please. And the next finding started in 2020, and this is the developer constructed infrastructure. It says that we've never gone back to record developer deposit, and the last one that they see is 2007. So there's a bit of a work here that I have to go back since 2008 to find all the developer infrastructure and record that. So that we will do it next two audits. And the next box is 20. So this comment is non-active customer account. Finding started in 2019. This will stay on, but I will have a different response. Back then, it was responded that the district has changed utility billing system and hired a new team to manage it, and we'll have a better result or something. But as of now, I think the non-active customer account are being worked on. So in this audit, it might still be a problem. In the future coming years, it will be okay. Next box. So reserve and reserve policies. It just wanted us to really read that and update that to the to the policy. And the next one is procedure menu. We have never had that. It says in the first line, the district procedure menu have not been updated since 2010. That's a long time ago. So we will be working on it in the next 6 months to give you one. So that hopefully, so this will stay on in our next audit. Next box, please. Accounts receivable aging report. It says that the system is unable to generate the aging report. We've recommended district work with the software provider to produce an aging report that report be reviewed on a regular basis. We are able to do it now, but in that audit year, in the two audit year, it's still not reviewed. So that might stay on. Customer account, next box. The district needs to ensure that customer account that are on a payment plan are properly reflected in separate receivable aging. That will stay on, because in that those years that we're doing audit, I don't have that. Risk assessment process, we don't have that, so that will stay on. The next one, inventory. The district maintain an inventory of meters and associated part. We will, as well as water and sewage pipe and fitting. However, these items are expensed as items are purchased rather than being tracked through an inventory account and system. The district shall evaluate whether level of inventory maintained on hand warrant tracking. So I didn't respond to it last year, but I think we should see if we should have an inventory tracking system. I've spoken to Corey about that. We'll work on that. That will stay on in the audit, okay? Now, the following items are, if you can move it up a little bit. So these items starting from here, I fixed it already, so it should disappear. The first one is review of journal entries. Of course, I'm reviewing it, so that should go away. And the next one is general fund allocation. Keep going, please. The next box is general fund allocation. So that is now fixed with the inter-fund module, but they might still come back and said it's not fixed because I introduced that module in November of last year. Those accounting records at that time still needs to have manual intervention to do the work. So they might argue that in that audit year is not fixed. But I've already responded last year that I was going to do the interfund management concept. In the last audit, I've now done it.
Okay.
So significant deficiency in internal control bank reconciliation. Basically saying that how come you guys don't have a bank rec? The bank rec is never done. I fixed that now.
We got
it's,
that, right.
It's done. So that should go away in our report. The next item is capital asset. It says that we never have a depreciation module or fixed asset module. We have that now, so it should go away. And all those items listed, we have report for it now. Developer deposit. The district recorded expenses relating to developer project directly into one account, which is a liability account. The proper accounting is to pull all the related revenue and expenses into a separate GL code. That was fixed already by us. So those items should disappear.
Okay.
Any question before I move to the budgets? Okay, so any question?
No.
Oh, I have a comment.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh my God. It's I want to kind of thank you for stopping me. I was going to move forward to the budget, but I want to say that the 2 years audit, I still would not describe that as a human being. It's still a Frankenstein. So I put a lot of bandage on it. It's not a normal human being. You will still see some feedback from them. You know, it's not a clean book, mm-hmm. to my standard. Okay? Any question before we move to the budgets? Okay, so the next item on the list is the May 14, 2025 Finance Committee CIP final review, and that's on the agenda today. And I wish to push, once you guys have reviewed that, we're going to recommend that to the board for approval.
Okay.
CIP projects. So the following table presented the proposed CIP project for fiscal year 27, along with associate estimate revenue reserve funding. The committee is requested to review these items, determine whether the proposed projects are essential for the district, and provide a recommendation on fiscal year 27 CIP to the board. I have already reviewed all these details in the improvement committee, and if there's any items here that needs discussion, let me know. But the most important thing is the first item on the list, urban water management plan. And during the improvement committee, the board decided that we should still move forward to do this plan, so I kept it. Do we have any disagreement?
Yeah, I think we said we're going to put the money in there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think we're going to do it next year, but...
I don't think so either.
Mm-hmm. There's just no way.
We're going to reconcile with Mattis and come up with a accepted supply and demand capacity numbers that we can use going forward. But the rest of the gobbly stuff in there, mm-hmm. No, we're not. We won't do it next year. We'll okay. do it the year after, I would suspect.
Okay. So I wasn't going to discuss each of the items here because it was already discussed in the improvement committee. But if any items here needs us to go through the detail, let us know. Both
I just want to make sure I understand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're getting truck 216. That's going to be for utilities.
No.
Go ahead. Tell me who the trucks are going for.
The replacement of truck 216 will be for the chief plant operator, and truck 814 will be for one of the operators.
One of the operators, and then there's a mechanic truck too.
Right, and then if the mechanic's position is the new mechanic's position is approved, we're going to want to get a truck. The only thing that I left out, and we might have to work on, is to stock that truck with tools. Because if you know,
and the work,
because
so
the,
in the, in
that
the 50 and 60,000, does that include the boxes? Because I know those are pricey.
So, no, actually, they don't.
Okay, can we reuse the boxes that are on the probably not, huh?
No,
there is a yard sale at the village next month.
Oh, that'll do. We'll yeah. pick something up there.
That's what the replacement of those vehicles
just are. The vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're tight for cash, you could always, it seems to me that we could put one truck off till next year. I mean, we're buying three trucks this year, right?
Yeah, that's fine. This was just my
wish
list. No,
my wish list. And if we're going to put one off, I would recommend putting off the chief plant operators and so that the people that actually do the work, that actually work.
We can't buy a truck and then go, oh, we got no money for tools or boxes or anything else, because then it's like, what is it, just thing to drive to the store with?
I mean, if you're dropping out the urban water management plan too,
that leaves a lot of money.
You're picking a lot of cash up. You're picking up a $500,000
right.
bucks there.
So I mean, it's one of those things that it was just pointed out to me, and I was like, duh. If we're gonna get another maintenance person at another truck, it's going to need tools, and I'm just like,
tools in the boxes are probably $20,000.
Yeah, probably you're probably going to. I mean, we're not. Basically, what my plan would be on that is depending on, you know, we'll let the person. I mean, we'll obviously they're going to need screwdrivers, wrenches, stuff like that, but you know. We're not gonna completely supply that truck with everything it needs right away. I mean, that's a progressive thing. But you know, we would want to supply it with the basics. You know, that a person would need wrenches, screwdrivers. You know, whatever the person would need.
Travis, don't we have that on the old truck, on the tools?
Well, we have two trucks. But the objective is they're not always going to be working the same. If they're at two different places.
Yeah, but these are replacement trucks, right?
No. For the replacement trucks, yes, we have the tools. I'm talking about for the new one, if we approve the new maintenance person, that truck.
Okay. We can make it. So,
any other question with any other of the CIP projects that you want us to discuss?
Just change type of urban water measure plan. It should be management plan. That's all.
Measure or
management? On the title.
She's got management.
Management. Yeah.
No. I'm looking at page 16.
Verbiage.
Just the retype the word. That's all.
But if we're gonna remove it,
won't matter. Yeah. Right.
And we're removing it because we're gonna put it off till next year.
No. He just want me to change the name from management to measure.
Well, wait a minute.
Or measure to management.
We don't, it does not, and we can have this discussion, in someplace where it's relevant to operations. I don't think we're going to be in a position to do it. If we do it, the rules are going to preclude us using anything that is not in place as a alternative source of supply. So if you say, we're going to do a well project, and Tom Suchuk says we're going to have all the water we need, you can't count that because you don't have a place to turn that water on and have it come out. All these rules that changed in 2025 have very, very specific conditions around what you can name as an alternative source. Or a secondary source. Yeah.
So, John, so what do you want to do? So do you want to remove the $500,000 from the budget or leave it and realize that
I think we need to leave it because you guys are already working with an attorney regarding that, I need some money there to capitalize.
We can leave it in order. The other thing, and you tell me whether you can do it this way, you might allocate it half and half, assuming that mid-fiscal year, if we decided we were going to undertake it, and I can rest assured we're not going anywhere in the next 6 months. Mm. Can you budget $250,000, or do you have to budget the whole thing?
Well, we talked about that in improvements.
Yeah, we did. What did we say?
And here's the problem. We're going to commit ourselves to $500,000 to a contractor, right? How can we do that unless we have $500,000 in the budget? We're saying, we'll buy that for $500,000. We only got $250,000 now, but don't worry, we're good for the rest. I mean, it just seems like it's kind of duplicitous.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's going to cost $500,000, we got to put $500,000 in the budget.
But you can contractually, guys can do that again next month.
So
you could contractually commit to $500,000 with a payment schedule of $250,000 and $250,000. With payments at 6 months interval. You can do anything you want as long as you write it in the contract.
So this is what I think we should do, is if you move to the section with the grants, because of that discussion, I went back to see if it's possible to keep going.
Let me go this way.
The grants. So because of that discussion, $250,000, $500,000, what should we do? I research if there's any grant opportunity, federal or non-federal, to support urban management plan. There are.
Yeah, there are.
So I think that we should bring in that director of operation and start writing grants about that and get some, relief from the $500,000. And then we can do the urban management plan.
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea. Keep in mind, too, you'd have to wade into the nuance that we're not an urban district, so are we going to get funding for an urban plan? And secondly, the next question I would casually ask them is, how many audits do we need before we can be considered?
Those are the things that I think with the director of operation coming in, his focus will be get us grant funds for a number of projects. I have researched that there are urban management plan grant opportunity, and there are also...
There's state funding available, too. I talked to the water attorney for...
Yeah, and there's also...
State funding floating around for a variety of things.
Yeah, and if you keep going down, there's also grants for integrated water master plan, too, if you keep going. See that? Oh, the last page. Mm-hmm. So there are also grants for integrated water master plan as well. So if we have a director and a GM, both of them should be working on that too. Get us the money first before we do the actual work.
Good.
Okay. And so I think for us, we should just leave the 500K here with a possibility that we're going to go do grant first and then do the actual, you know, plan.
Okay.
So that will relieve us from, sorry, Diane, can you move back to the big table? The big table with all the CIP projects. Yeah. And if you can move down each of this bucket, I have an estimated reserve at the end of the second column. It's a negative at this point. So it sounded like if we don't move forward with the 500K, if it's funded by grant, that would be a positive number. We don't have a lot in capital improvement plan.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So it's a must that we need to get grants before we move forward on those big plans.
Sure.
And that concludes my finance committee.
Yay.
Good.
Good for you.
Easy. Wow, 21 minutes?
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. I have no comments. Bill has no comments.
Amelia has no comments.
Amelia has no comments.
It's 10:21, and
okay.
We are
Brandon?
Done.
It's on you. What's your